want to speak about something that contains relevance both to the coming Sedra and to Shavuos. The Sedra of Naso, first of all, is the longest Sedra, individual Sedra in the Torah. Secondly, it always either precedes Shavuos or follows Shavuos. Most years, Naso is the Sedra immediately after Shavuos. This year is one of the exceptions. In a minority of years, Naso precedes Shavuos like it does this year. This Shabbos is Naso, and Shavuos is on Wednesday. And I think that it's very auspicious that this Sedra specifically is either the preface to the holiday of Shavuos or the aftermath. And that is that the focal point of this Sedra is Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim, which is also known as Birkas Hashalom, the blessing of peace, of Shalom. And because it culminates with the Yosim Lechem Shalom, God should give you Shalom. And Shalom is a very, very integral part of Torah, which we'll get to in a second. Chazal tell us, first let's discuss what Shalom is, define it, and then we can understand its relationship to Torah. Shalom does not necessarily mean peace, quiet, serenity. Just to show you that's the case, it says that David HaMelech could not build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were full of the blood of people that he shed in the wars that he made. But his son Shlomo, who never fought any wars, he was a man of peace. He could build the home of peace of the Beis HaMikdash. It seemed that something was negative about David HaMelech that could not build the Beis HaMikdash. There's another medrash, though, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, I can't let you build the Beis HaMikdash, because if you build it, it'll be eternal. And I can't have my hands tied of not being able to destroy the temple if the Jewish people sin, because that is the option of destroying a temple and not destroying them. But if I don't have the option of destroying the temple, I may have to destroy them. So at this point in history, I can't have an eternal Beis HaMikdash. Your son Shlomo will build a Beis HaMikdash that will be destroyed. You will build a Beis HaMikdash that will be eternal. So it seems to be a total contradiction. Here it says there was something wrong with David. His hands were full of blood. He couldn't build a home of peace, of Shalom. But the idea is not like that. Who did David kill? David killed wicked people who would deter and destroy Shalom in the world. Shalom means shlemus, perfection. More specifically, it means harmony. Because perfection, we'll see, is not the domain of any individual, but it's a team effort in this world. So David HaMelech, because his shlemus, his perfection, was active, it was an active shlemus. He went and destroyed wicked people and brought perfection to the world in an active way. If he had built the home of Shalom, it would have been eternal. Shlomo HaMelech only had passive perfection. There was nobody to fight. So by default, there was perfection. That kind of perfection, which is not active, only passive, cannot create a eternal Beis HaMikdash. But that is the idea of Shalom. God's name is Shalom because he is perfect. Nothing else in creation is perfect in itself, but needs other things to perfect it and work together with it to create perfection.